Has the process been different for you in any way this time around than it was last time around?
No, you know what I'm saying? Just still trying to get my leg stronger again.
Do you feel more confident that you can bounce back from that injury because you've already done it once before?
Yeah, I feel very blessed that I feel like I can come back stronger. And then it's more new technology than it was back then, so I'm very looking forward to the future, what it's holding for me.
How frustrating was it to watch the team in that playoff push and, you know, winning a playoff game and not being able to contribute?
I was happy for them, and it just motivated me. It's nothing but positive things came out from me from that experience, man. I was excited for my teammates, excited for the people that stepped up, and, you know what I'm saying, we hope we could take that momentum and take it to this year coming up.
Do you expect much to change now that Doug's moved on, or do you think with Andy being in place, there'll be a lot of continuity with the offense?
Oh, nah, man. I think Andy still have his touch, and Coach Child and the quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, I think we still got our people here. I don't think nothing changed. Our philosophy changes. Not like we have somebody new coming in. I think as long as we stay with the same system, we feel comfortable where we're heading.
Come on, where are you in your rehab right now?
I'm in the stage of back running right now, and just basically just trying to get my leg caught up to my left leg and get that strength back into it, and hopefully I can be cutting coming up soon.
Well, timetable has
talk about just how strong that back foot will be with you, Wes, and, you know, with contingency, because even if you go down or come back, we'll get the starting lineup.
Man, I'm just excited, man. They can sign Wes and Ware, man, and still have now him, man. That's something blessed to be a part of, man. And them group of guys, man, they all want to be successful, and I'm happy, man. I want all of them to be successful too, man. And having a backfield like that, I don't think no other team in the NFL have a running back group like that, man. If either one of us go down, we know one of them guys out of that group is very fortunate to come and stepping up.
Jamal, from your understanding, is the timetable still for you to be ready by the start of training camp, or okay?
Yeah, I'll be ready. Hopefully I'll be ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you when I'm not God. You can't tell you this, but in my time, I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? I'm very fortunate to be able to still walk, and now I'm running. So I'm very fortunate to look forward to what I'll be able to do when that time comes.
You feel like you'll be able to do anything in OTAs?
Not OTAs, you know what I'm saying, still just looking, man, and it's too fast. it's too fast to do something out of 5 months out of surgery, and so, you know what I'm saying, just able to get a mental look of what the team doing and still get my rehab in and still get my upper body lifting. That's more important right now.
Are we going to get more videos like you posted?
I don't know nothing about that right now.
No doubt about the first day of camp, though.
Oh, yeah, man. Just looking forward. Like you said, I ain't God. I don't know on timeline. I'm just going to wait till that time come, and hopefully I'll be ready when training come. It's here already, you know what I'm saying? 4 more months, you never know.
When the Chiefs re-sign Charkandrick and Spencer Ware, what does that mean for you?
Man, it didn't mean nothing to me. I loved it, man. I'm just happy to be a part of this organization, man. I'm happy them and their family can be a part of this experience that I've been experiencing my whole career here, man. And I'm excited for them guys, man. It's been a long time, you know what I'm saying? I don't know their past, what they've been going, but to be able to see somebody like that, where and Spencer get the opportunity to get a standard contract, and I know all the troubles they've been going through in their whole career, man, it's a blessing towards them, and they got to cherish this moment.
So, like the Chiefs are preparing maybe for the day when you're not playing here, whenever that might be?
And I'm just able to just say, man, the Chiefs gave me a chance to start my career here, man. I'm not worrying about when I'm leaving or, you know what I'm saying? It's just able to be a part of this organization is more important than what I can tell with the future. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? All I know, I'm still here, and I'm excited, and I'm still going to cherish these moments and these times when my time is ready to hang up my cleats.
Jamal, how much how conscious are you of some younger guys retiring early, and how much do you think about your future health?
Oh, man, that's them guys, you know what I'm saying? Whatever they're going through, that's what they was going through. We all individuals. All I can go with Jamal can go through. And right now, my future is about my leg. So my future is about trying to get my health back. And I don't know when that time come to see when I'm going to hang it up, that's when it's going to come. But I don't look at everybody the same way. We all in this room, we all different in our own image, so.
Do you have any expectations for this team, the guys? I mean, it's one thing for the fans and us in the media. When you guys get together, what's your expectations for the season?
I mean, we've been here going on with Coach Reed about 4 years now, and his mentions he talked about his time, and hopefully it's our year, and hopefully we can take that momentum, what they did this playoff season, and take it on to this upcoming season. That's the goal this year, man. We got a great team, and we got great brothers, and as long as we stay together, it's going to be hard to break us.
Does the presence of Sharkhandrick and Spencer as running backs on some of the stuff they do, like, is there any chance that opens you up to do more receiving stuff? You've shown, an ability to flank out wide and do all. Is there enough room in this offense for all three of you guys to flourish and do?
I mean, I'm looking in the room, man, and this is a beautiful room to be a part of, man. You don't know, we can all be hope the coach can put a full running back package together and we all be there together. But, wherever Coach want me to be at, man, I'm just going to be dedicated to that.
Have you given any thought to how long you want to keep? I mean, we've asked you this before. You seem like you want to play a long time. Are you still there? Will you want to do?
Yeah, I'm
going to
play more. I don't know. Okay. Like I said, I'm just going to take it one day, enjoy this one day at a time, and enjoy this one season at a time, and continue to enjoy this life now with my on and off the field with my friends and my teammates.
Last one. So Jamal, where does this attitude of being able to just enjoy the moment and not worry about getting enough touches and all that other stuff? Where does that attitude come from?
Jesus Christ, my Lord Savior, to be able to say that I got baptized and just trying to be positive, man, and open up to people and inspiring people that my dreams came true because of God, man, and I didn't get here by myself, and I can't do this by myself, man, and continue to inspire other people, man, and that's what my heart is at, man, and to be worrying about the wicked things, the wrong things, that's not going to build my confidence or build nothing around me up, man. My help, me where I'm at is trying to build my brothers up and help people out.